La la, yeah. La la, wait till I get my money right. Oh. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. Oh. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message.
Welcome back, sports fans, for another edition of Diz and BA Sports Talk on Dumpster Juice Radio. Well, BA. Divisional rounds are in the books. AFC Championship is set. NFC Championship is set. Four teams last standing. Left standing.
Right.
Four hottest teams in football. Tennessee Titans, Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers, San Francisco 49ers.
Ease up.
Ease up. Ease up on what?
You get knocked off this weekend.
Oh, you're going to go straight into that. We got knocked off last weekend,
the week before that. No, I wasn't going to lose.
The week before that.
No, you wasn't losing this week. You know you wasn't.
No.
But this week is a horse of a different color.
What make you say that, man?
You don't want to see my home. Oh. This is not no station. Dink and donk. Passing game for Lamar Jackson.
Oh, okay. You're right.
So this is a super monster back there.
So just like everything else, Tennessee Titans are dead in the water. They're going to get popped. Pop a duck. They have no chance.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm with you. Keep that same energy. I like it. We've been riding that wave for 3 weeks now.
Let's it ain't going to save me. All that reverse psychology. It's time to play. Ain't no reverse psychology going to save you this week.
Hey.
Ain't none of that gonna save you this week. Young Stallion over there in Kansas City, and he out for blood.
Out for blood, huh?
Yeah.
So you back in Mahomes, huh? Put your money on Mahomes, huh?
I like Mahomes this week.
Who don't? I like Mahomes, man. I like Mahomes.
I like him to beat y'all.
Okay.
Bottom line.
Yeah. That's what's gonna happen, because we trash. We are trying.
Now y'all a good solid team.
No, we're not. Ain't no way. We can't back into the y'all can't back into the playoffs and just expect to win. Can't do it. Can't be done, BA.
Man, y'all won y'all last two games to get in the playoffs.
Everything's a fluke.
No, you trying to play the victim. You can't play the victim. You done beat two good teams.
I ain't.
Let it go.
You're not
sneaking up on nobody. No, they on to you.
We under the radar.
You ain't under no radar.
We just a little old measly Tennessee
you
Titans.
You not none of that.
Ain't nobody.
You ain't snuck up on nobody in the AFC Championship.
We the same little
it's
team.
It's kill or be killed right now.
We the same team that lost to Jacksonville Jaguars on
you
Thursday night.
You ain't sneaking up on nobody.
Man, we ain't no good team, man. We got no chance, bro.
Okay.
We got no chance.
Well, let's talk about something else.
Is anybody worried about the Tennessee Titans?
No, we're not talking about the Titans.
No, yes, we are.
You want to play the victim? Then go play the victim.
I didn't say I was playing the victim.
Yes, you will. You ain't sneaking up on nobody else.
I'm just calling a spade a spade.
Ain't nothing to sneak up on nobody.
And listen, Kansas City, if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, I don't know any down here in Stone County. Do you know any?
No.
So don't even pretend you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Yeah, I don't know none.
Just say you like Mahomes. Say you like Tyreek Hill, yada, yada.
Talk about Mahomes.
So, the little old Tennessee Titans, man. If you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Well, all the Saints and Cowboy fans is Chiefs fan right now.
Yeah, they were Baltimore fans last week.
Yeah.
So, you think they really like these teams or they just really want me to get shut up?
Want you to shut up just like I do. It's time. I was with you last week, but that was gone.
Man,
that,
you weren't even with us last week.
That horse done rolled off into the sunset. You now it's time to get knocked off.
You weren't even with us last week.
Y'all finna get knocked off. There ain't no other word for
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I'm with you. We finna get knocked off. Why are they even making us?
Y'all good. Y'all a good team. But
no,
y'all
yeah, stop. We're not a good team.
No, you're
Don't
a
let
good
that
team.
Come out of your mouth. Don't let that come out
but
of your
you
mouth.
But you can't keep up with them Chiefs.
I know.
They score 35 standing on their heads. So if you can't get 35 points,
BA is almost guaranteed 40, but they're gonna get 35 just by showing up.
Yeah, by showing up to the party, it's 35 points.
Man.
And that's on a good defense.
So you don't give us no chance again?
Nah, y'all got a chance to beat them. Now I ain't gonna say y'all don't. What makes? But I'm with the Chiefs this game.
But why? How do we have a chance? All we do is run the ball.
No, it don't matter about all that.
We play a little defense.
Listen, this playoff football.
Play a little defense.
All that look, just a little running the ball will win the game.
Oh, okay. Little defense sprinkled in.
Running the ball. I mean, y'all, that's going to be a good matchup. Y'all beat them earlier this year, right?
180-yard rushing in the second half.
No,
Chiefs had a big lead, ran them down, beat them.
It's not nothing guaranteed. I'd say.
Hey, Chiefs had a big lead, ran them down, beat them. Figured out they couldn't tackle.
I say 55% chance y'all lose.
So you give us a 45% chance to win.
Yeah, I'd say it's about that close.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
It's that close, though.
We can't play from behind.
I know y'all can't.
The Chiefs had a big lead, and guess what?
Yeah, but that's regular season. I don't want to talk about that.
It don't matter.
Know that y'all capable of beating them because you're beating them in the regular season.
But the way they're playing right, like what I saw against the Houston Texans, I'm going to go ahead and be honest, man. Now, you know I want my team to win. You know that. I want to go to the Super Bowl. But what I saw against them Houston Texans.
You saw an offense that came out there lackadaisical that first quarter.
Dropping off
and
passes.
Locked in after that.
But there's no way. Let's talk about that. Let's just back up. Let's back all the way up to the first game on Saturday. Minnesota 49ers. Minnesota got destroyed.
They died a slow death.
Couldn't block a swinging dick.
They died a slow death, though. Like,
they didn't get blown out.
Death by 1,000 cuts.
Right.
It wasn't no massacre. It wasn't nothing. They just dink and dunk, ran the ball.
They got tortured.
Yeah, they got
slow tortured. Yeah.
But this what's going to happen to y'all this weekend? One hit, one kill.
Mike Tyson in his prime.
Weapon of mass destruction.
WMD, huh?
And if y'all can score 35, y'all can hang in there. But if y'all don't put up 35 points, you will not beat them.
Okay.
I'm talking about they got 35 just standing on their head. Don't let them turn around and start standing up on their feet. Then you get 51, 55.
Man, it was so bad. Listen. Man, let's focus back on Minnesota. We're going to get to them again because we got enough to talk about the Chiefs, man. The Chiefs are on fire right now. Minnesota, they ran for 21 yards, man.
The 49ers dominated them.
21 yards, man.
Listen, that running back
couldn't breathe. Shake loose.
He couldn't breathe.
Couldn't do nothing. The passing game, I actually thought, you know, I definitely say the Minnesota Vikings have better receivers than a better receiving duo than everybody but the Chiefs.
Yeah, but you can't run the ball. You're one-dimensional.
Couldn't even get a chance to drop back the pass.
Yeah, you're one-dimensional. And then they started getting after that quarterback because they weren't even looking at the run no more.
Wasn't even worried about it.
They weren't worried about that no more. They made them one-dimensional and beat them.
But I'm going to tell you something that actually everybody talking about everything with the 49ers. I'm going to tell you the one thing about them. They say, can Jimmy G win a game, yada, yada, yada. All he got to do is not lose a game because he had a bad interception in that game. So this is his first time in the playoffs. It's an experience. It's a process he's got to go through. But them 49ers got linebackers that can play like safeties. They got linebackers that can run.
Warner, Greenlee, what in Greenlaw?
Man,
damn. No more fast.
Now, Quan Alexander back. Most athletic back. Linebacker in the league. He back out there.
They getting healthy.
That's what you can't game plan for that. You can't predict that.
But I'm gonna tell you right now, they gonna beat the snot bubbles out of them Packers.
They gonna beat the brakes.
You remember when I said that earlier that they're a finesse team?
Yeah.
You see what I was talking about? They couldn't close that game out.
Yes, and then check this out right here. Seattle, I don't know what they were thinking. Ken Norton, I don't know what you're doing, man. Why are you playing soft coverage off 10 yards of Jimmy Graham when the game is third? When it's 39, game on the line.
No Green Bay passing. Green Bay ain't no running team.
Ain't got a chance to run.
No matter how much they run, they're not a running identity.
So on the big downs, they going to let Aaron Rodgers throw the ball.
They going to let him throw, and you supposed to know that.
Man, you don't bracket Adams. You only got one receiver to bracket.
And that's what's going to hurt him.
One receiver.
They gonna go, they gonna cover him and make sure
that. Hey, now throw somebody. I dare you throw to somebody else.
Yeah, because we not even worried. They linebackers alone can stop the run.
Man, come on, man. And then that front, be no good then that front four is dangerous.
Yeah, I like the 49ers. Man. I like the 49ers probably 70-30 to win. Oh. 70% chance of winning.
It's just.
Like.
No, I go 90-10. Nah. I don't think there's no way.
They don't even need to show up when it's 90%.
They don't.
Man, they don't even need to show up. But Aaron Rodgers give you that much of a chance.
That's what I'm saying. But would you rather have. Let me tell you this right here. Would you rather. I made a post. I said 49ers fans should be thankful because Russell Wilson was the only thing standing in the way of that Super Bowl. And now they get the Green Bay Packers. There's nothing. Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. Don't get me wrong. But who are you going to throw the ball to?
Yeah.
I put Richard Sherman on Devontae Adams. Forget about it.
Nah, I ain't going to say that.
Put a safety on top of him. Give him a little help.
There you go.
Forget about him.
Richard Sherman is not that guy no more.
But Richard Sherman can play well enough that if I put somebody over the top of him to help him,
bracket
Devontae Adams will not even be a factor in this game.
And then somebody else, I don't know who else they got to even beat. Addison. Who else they got that going to beat up?
A bunch of names.
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham ain't finna get loose on nobody.
Jimmy Graham stinks.
Man, come on. Quan Alexander underneath?
Yeah.
Who you going to say? Who? How you going to get open?
Yeah, that game. Yeah.
Seattle, though, you had an opportunity to get out the field twice. Mm-hmm. They threw that long pass to Adams and then the pass to Jimmy Graham. Why is the linebacker backed up 10 yards deep when it's 39?
Man, listen, that's an Aaron Rodgers play. That's just Aaron Rodgers. That's what he do.
Crossing route.
That's probably for something freelance. You know how you do.
But I'm still, you got to play the sticks right there, don't you?
Yeah, you're supposed to.
And they did. They did. You realize that dude had to come downfield to come up to make that tackle?
Mm-hmm.
That's how deep he was back.
I know.
How you? It's 39, the game online. Season online. No more timeouts left, nothing.
Yeah, because you know they're not going to throw it downfield.
Come on, man.
You know they're not throwing downfield. It's just pressure of the game, man. We always talk about games, but we forget that element. The pressure of the game.
Yeah.
Coaching-wise and playing-wise. Like, you can't forget that aspect of it. That pressure of the game, man. Folks just...
It ain't just showing up on Sunday in the regular season. This is
like you forget, football. Like, with pressure on you, man, you can forget what your assignment is.
Yeah.
That's how much pressure. So they,
yeah.
You don't
know. What am I supposed to be doing? Who do I have?
Yeah, what? Like.
Oh, I recognize this set, but I'm not even looking at this set because I'm worried about
pressure.
Something else.
Pressure. That's the reason why a lot of the plays that happen.
Yeah.
Pressure.
And you be like, what was he thinking?
Yeah.
Pressure. Locked up.
Yeah, he locked up. Froze. Stage fright.
Yeah. That can't happen, man. That's crazy. Oh.
This is for all the marbles.
All
this
the marbles,
Super
man.
Bowl.
All the marbles.
Sunday. You're going to see some bonehead plays.
3rd and 16.
You're going to see them. Where 3rd and 16, they give up 3rd and 16.
I've seen it twice in these playoffs already.
Yeah, you're going to see that type of stuff.
I've seen it already.
Yeah.
You forget that, hey, I can play the sticks right here. If you get 15 yards, I'm okay.
Yeah.
But I can't give up 25.
Yeah, but that's what you're going to get. You're going to get
it. Crazy, man. It's crazy, man. Derrick Henry just had a crazy game. You know, that's what he's been doing for the last few weeks.
That's the puncher's chance y'all got. Like, it's going to be a dog fight. It's going to be a close game. Going to come down to the wire. And, y'all only option to beat them is.
Put them away before the fourth quarter. We can't have
No, that ain't it. Y'all going to have to go on long, lengthy drives and keep them on the sideline.
Kill the clock.
Ain't even about killing the clock.
Just not give him the opportunity.
Just limit his chances of scoring.
Yeah.
Because most teams can't do that.
Because we can win with one drive to go. We can win like that.
And they defense, whether you know it or not, I've been watching hard. They defense predicated on speed, not power.
Well, we know that because we stiff on them sleeping that shit.
I'm telling you, they done got Suggs. You know Suggs is a speed rusher. He's coming. He's a rusher. That's it. They got them linebackers. They all pass rushing linebackers. They're not run stopping linebackers. are in. So they, if you can, you got a chance if you can run the ball consistently.
We can block and we can run it.
So you got a chance. I know.
I need Tannehill to make a few plays.
I'm not gonna be rooting for y'all this weekend, but that don't mean y'all ain't got a chance to win.
Tannehill's gotta make more plays with his own.
So I'm giving y'all a little better than 50% chance. I mean, a little less than 50% chance. So that's basically sound a
like
toss-up.
Sound like an even Steven matchup.
Yeah, it's a toss-up.
And they got revenge on their heart because they want to avenge they lost to us, you know. But you
now that, listen, all that, y'all not even going to run the same shit y'all ran on me.
Nope.
It's going to be a whole totally different game. And back then, that Big Henry wasn't even running the ball like he is now.
Still went for 180 on him.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's not locked in like he is now.
He's clicking right
he
now.
He locked in. Like in the he's line, a bulldozer.
The blocking schemes are clicking right now, man.
And what you want is bad weather.
Yes, sir.
That's what you want.
Cold, nasty, gritty.
You want that type of weather.
So they take the passing game away.
Take it. Make it harder. Make it difficult.
Yep.
And that, yep. Them linemen, I mean, them safeties and... But they make it. They make business decisions not to tackle that big guy.
Yeah, but at home, I just hate that passing game with them at home. This is why I wanted the Texans to beat them because if the Texans beat them,
now you just see them the game and you think you can just go in there and beat the Texans. No, they're not gonna lay down.
No, I didn't say that either. I just said that.
But if you think you got a better chance, no. You want the opportunity of a team that you're not. Expect you want to go in as an underdog in these type of games.
We the underdog all the way.
But I'm saying you want that, so you don't never have to worry about somebody saying, "Oh, well, they just knew they were gonna win." You don't have to worry about that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that's the thing. You no letdown. Yeah, you don't have no letdown.
They
might lose, but they're gonna lose because they get outplayed.
You gotta play up for every game because we are the underdog. We supposed to lose. We playing a better team.
So that's supposed to drive you right there.
So Minnesota Vikings, man, are they maxed out?
Minnesota Vikings are.
I don't see nothing you can add to that team to make them better.
No, they just a team.
I mean,
just a good, solid team, but they're not a Super Bowl caliber team.
I mean, they are good.
They could win it, but I just.
But I said it's a good team all the way around, but then it's like you see a game like that, it's like, what happened? Saints, I thought they were a little bit more physical than that, man.
Saints are dominant, man.
No, 49ers.
I mean, yeah, the 49ers. Well,
don't even mention the Saints on this show here.
But the 49ers are dominant, man.
Yeah, they're dominant.
They're dominant.
It's theirs to lose.
Nah, I ain't gonna say that. Jimmy G, I don't trust him yet.
You ain't got to. When that front four can get to the quarterback without a blitz, when them linebackers can cover everything, when your DB's playing okay.
If you kept them as your team, you'll be a lot closer to a Super Bowl win. What if they go lose something and y'all make it?
See, I don't care what they do. I don't care what nobody do. I'm only worried about the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, but you are a 49ers fan on the slick.
Man, why you have to always try to remind everybody that, man?
Because the truth is the truth.
Okay, you a Bills fan.
Oh, yeah, I was a Bills fan in junior high.
Okay, I was a 49ers fan in junior high.
No, you wasn't. You was a 49ers fan in high school.
Man, I was.
I know you was.
I left when Dion left for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I was still a fan in high school.
You was a bandwagon rider in high school. That's what
I was a Greg Lloyd, Kevin Green, all them Chad Brown, all them boys.
Man, I don't care about how many people you name. You jumped on that team. That's all that is. Let the world know that you are not an original Pittsburgh Steelers.
How original do you got to be?
You jumped on.
When you starting to get 16, 17, 18.
Man, here we go again. You and Cam Rams with this.
Y'all that's who you supposed to. I mean, that's the team you supposed to stick with.
Y'all gonna let that go.
You can't graduate high school as a 49er fan, move to Tennessee, go to school. once you get 19, 20 years old, move to Tennessee and become a Titan fan just how you move to Tennessee. I just don't think that's a true fan.
Come on, man.
But now you're back in Wiggins, living in Wiggins, so you still with the Titans or is you a 49er or what? What is it?
I'm a Titan fan, man.
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm a Tennessee Titan fan. Tighten up. Exotic smash mouth football is what we play. Green Bay. Wow, I thought Seattle would beat them, but we really
I knew Green Bay was going to win.
You said that, but I picked Seattle because I just believed in Russell Wilson. I said, yeah, but the opportunity to win the game. But it's just him.
It's just too much.
Just him, and he played his butt off, man.
All it took was one straw to break the camel's back.
That one sack on that last drive.
It just, like, they put too much on him. Like, he can't just keep coming from behind week in, week out.
It's never him coasting or playing ahead. It's never him. It's always, I'm down 18-20, I got to try to come back.
I got to try to come back, and I get the ball on the last drive and throw a pick. I mean, he do it most of the time. He wins.
He got that ball back last night. I say he wins.
He wins, man, but that's a lot of burden to bear, man.
Yeah.
You can't expect
it. And I don't think you noticed this. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but I don't know if a lot of people pay attention to it now, but I noticed it a lot. He was doing that stuff to will him to victory yesterday, and Turbin and Marshawn Lynch, they didn't know the plays. He was calling the plays out in the huddle. They were lining up. Then he would have to tell them what to do. So that took a lot of his energy, too. A lot of his focus on pre-snap reading and all that. Did you see that? He was telling them to play. They lined up wrong a bunch, and I was like, you know, and then on the two-point conversion, Marshawn Lynch didn't chip the guy out there. Okay, and you saw him put his hands on the head like, God, dog, and he knew he messed up. Mm-hmm. Because that's from not being around and not knowing. They signed both of them at the same time.
I know.
So they didn't really know the play. So that played a part, too.
Yeah.
But either way, they just outmanned because they just didn't have nobody else but Russell Wilson, man.
They was on the Lockett's
a monster. DK's a monster. But at the same time, man, it's just every play you drop back, you got to spin around and outrun two people that's chasing you down. Like,
they on, was on a ship and it was sinking fast.
Yeah, Titanic hit that iceberg.
Yeah. But it wasn't Russell Wilson's fault they lost. No, and I knew it wasn't going to be. No. I knew he wasn't going to be the reason why they didn't win.
And these cheeseheads out here, they're celebrating as if, like, they really accomplished something. But honestly, Seattle really limped into these playoffs. Seattle really limped into these last few weeks. And you got a home game.
And
after a bye with a veteran team.
And I'm sure that it up. Whether you know or believe it or not, like 49er fans, they're definitely happy that Seattle didn't win.
Yes, they would rather play the Green Bay Packers than play
they
Russell
Wilson. They was probably
rooting
hard. They was Green Bay fans yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Because they know what time it is.
When you get Russell Wilson, man, NFC Championship?
Pass rush don't mean nothing. He's still going to get down. Like, you can front fold him all, and man, that man still going to find a way.
Yep.
Man, that's one of them. That's like.
He's my guy.
And if you want to be honest, I think the MVP should go through at least to the playoffs. Because that regular season, man, you can't tell me it's a more valuable player than Russell Wilson. I don't care what you say.
Russell's a bad boy.
Man, he's a
And I'm not going to say this right here, but before, stop right there. Because people are so caught up in numbers and stats and all that stuff.
Yeah,
throw that out the window.
I'm not.
We're talking about a ball player. Don't even say quarterback. Just a ball player.
If you was playing in the NFL.
CFL, college, backyard football. It don't matter. On the beach, on the side of the hill.
Russell Wilson is the quarterback I want.
Every time.
Every time.
Full-time quarterback, both sides.
7 days a week, twice on Sunday.
Man, he's dangerous, man.
I got to give him his credit now.
He don't slump, man.
He's consistent as you would want a quarterback to be.
Oh, y'all got a good pass rush? You can't block y'all? That just means I just got to bounce around, spin around. I'm still going to get open.
And make a play.
And
you remember they was talking about trading him?
Yeah.
What, a year or two ago?
Yeah.
That's when he won his money.
But he got a big deal.
And guess what they were talking about? He was going.
Man, why you all big? Y'all have to play. Man, don't bring up the Steelers.
Seriously, man, you talking about somebody we're getting happy, boy. When we get our hands on a quarterback like that, man, you know we really had a good quarterback.
Super Bowl man.
No, I'm saying not just that. Like, over the years we've been good. You know Big Ben inconsistent.
Force and stuff.
If we had a good, solid, consistent quarterback, we'd have won a couple more Super Bowls. And that's all I'm saying, like. But Big Ben going to come back. And I ain't making it about Pittsburgh. I don't even want to talk about Pittsburgh.
Me neither.
I want to talk about these Chiefs slaughtering. And when I say slaughter, I don't mean beating them 50 to nothing. Because it don't matter how you lose the AFC Championship game.
It's a loss.
It's a loss and it's going to hurt. So yeah. It's a slaughter. It's going to be a slaughter.
It's like, you know, I can taste the Super Bowl. I can taste it.
Yeah, but... I mean, y'all, listen.
I just like what Terrell Casey said in the game. He said, man.
Out of all your years of being a Titan fan, this is probably your best year to to win the Super Bowl.
Well, we had that 1-1, man, until Blaine Bishop then ran into each other and Isaac Bruce scored that touchdown. That just, but anyway, that's let bygones.
That's neither here nor there.
Jarrell Casey said, I got one game to get to the Super Bowl. He says, I'm not letting nobody block me.
I mean, that's the attitude you got. I'm not confident by no means saying the Chiefs gonna beat y'all.
He said, I got one game to get to the Super Bowl. He said, I got one game to help my team to the Super Bowl. I'm not letting nobody block me.
The only downfall that I really have with y'all team is, has it Tannehill been throwing enough to win? What if he got to go win?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
And because y'all dominated him with y'all front seven last week, the Ravens. And if it was maybe another quarter left in that game, it could have been more interesting.
Yeah, for them to get back in it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is,
but what Vrabel's doing is Vrabel's playing to our strengths. He's saying that, man, I know if I get a lead on you, I'm gonna take the air out of the ball, and I'm gonna make you beat me the long way.
I mean, that's a good game plan for right now. You know how you win. You win ugly football.
Yeah. The Chiefs can score so quick, so fast.
But can they do it? Is the weather, how is all that going to play out?
Well, when they played us in Nashville, they had us like that. They scored on us quick, first quarter, lit us up. And then we ran a few plays, and then I think they realized, whoa. These boys ain't got a chance stopping the run. And so we just pounded them, and stepped on them, and jumped over them, and stepped on them. And that was it.
Right.
That was it.
So,
yeah, I definitely, without a doubt, I like the Chiefs in that game to win, you know. And I definitely like the 49ers, man. So, I like Chiefs and Niners in the Super Bowl with Chiefs winning the Super Bowl. The reason I say the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl over the Niners, even though the Niners are dominant they are, they cannot match up
to that offense.
To that offense.
As far as, like, no matter how good the defense
is. When you play speed and speed.
No matter how good it is.
Man, listen.
They still, like I say.
That's the Chiefs game.
They gonna score 35 standing on their head.
That's the Chiefs game. That scoring is the Chiefs game. And Jim, I'll break down this right here. Jimmy G can't beat Pat Mahomes. If Jimmy G got to go win the game, if he got to go tap for tap and score with him.
Yeah.
He can't. It ain't happening. It ain't happening, man.
But I'm gonna pick the Titans this weekend.
They don't do that, man. They don't. Y'all don't know. No. Cut the tape. Cut.
I'm gonna say Titans.
Cut.
And 49ers.
Cut.
Since
cut.
You want to use the reverse psychology.
No, nobody use the reverse psychology.
I'm not gonna give you the advantage. I'm using reverse psychology.
No, man. So see, all the listeners know you're not for real. That's not a legit pick, man. We're supposed to be on here as true, unbiased psych. Pittsburgh Titans.
Well, then, I'm going to go Chiefs 49ers.
That's where you got to go, man.
I got to.
That's what the world's going with, Chiefs 49ers, period.
So, you're being biased by taking the Chiefs over your team.
Chiefs are the better team. They're supposed to go to the Super Bowl. They got Pat Mahomes. People already call him a Hall of Famer in his third year. You know, like.
Yeah, you right.
I don't like when people
case closed. Just postpone that game, NFL. He done already gave the team. Just postpone the game. Don't even play it.
Concede victory. There's no point even playing. Either one of these games. Just go ahead and put the Chiefs in the Super Bowl right now.
Don't be tough.
If the Green Bay Packers were to pull off an upset and beat the 49ers, that would be heartbreaking, would it not?
Not really, because you don't want to play Aaron Rodgers in a one-game eliminate, like one-game scenario with 2 weeks to prepare.
No, I'm saying it would hurt 49ers Nation so bad.
I mean, it'd hurt them, but, I mean, listen, they got a chance of losing, too.
Every game.
Aaron Rodgers can just
take over.
Can just, like, the game plan could be thrown out, whack, or whatever. Aaron Rodgers can just take over the game and win.
Yep.
That's how good a quarterback he is.
Yeah.
So you can't expect that you're gonna go in there and just win that game.
And he dropped some dimes yesterday.
Yeah. He's a monster.
That throw to Adams on that third.
He has the back foot throw where he just off balance, fading away, and just chunks the ball.
Look at that. He just even knowing what he's doing, too.
Yeah.
Golly, you let that thing spin, man.
But then the problem with him is he can't just sit in the pocket in the dark.
Right.
He gotta be out.
Bounce out. Somebody will be open right there. He still bounce out to the right. On the bigger play.
Yeah, just to do that. Yeah.
Which parlays me right into tonight's National College Football Championship. The Fighting Clemson Tigers go up against the mighty LSU Tigers in the Superdome. A home game. They say basically a home game. No. Straight up home game for LSU.
Yeah.
Bayou Bengals gonna be in the building heavy. Drunk people in the streets. Crazy people walking in the stadium. In the stadium, out the stadium. Everybody hanging out down there. Everybody's pulling for LSU. I'm taking Dabo in the Clemson Tigers.
I like LSU, man.
I'm taking Dabo. 29 in a row. Got 37 players on the team that have played in multiple national championships. They was just there last year. I think Alabama's team last year is better than this year's LSU team. Clemson's offense is better than LSU's offense statistically. Clemson's defense is way better than LSU's defense. Joe Burrow is a world beater. He's the best college football quarterback that we've seen in a long, long time. Statistically speaking, the way he's played, he's put it out there. But you got Trevor Lawrence, who won last year against Bama. So I don't see no kind of way, barring something crazy and getting blown out in the first half, I don't see no way Clemson loses this game.
How could you possibly make them statements when that man looked that good last game?
Who, Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, he shredded. I mean, I'm talking about shredded.
Joe Burrow, not LSU, 38, Clemson, 30.
38-30 just on Joe Burrow alone.
Joe Burrow. You know I've been like him for the first time I laid eyes on him, just seeing him play and poise in that pocket. Hey, man, that's a good quarterback. That's your modern era Tom Brady.
35. Nope, let me back down on that one. Yeah, I'm going to go there. 35-24. Clemson.
I say
there ain't a team that scored 25 points on Clemson in 2 years.
38-30. LSU.
They ain't gave up 25 points to nobody.
I don't care. It's going to happen tonight.
They got the highest paid defensive coordinator.
Man.
He making more than a lot of head coaches.
Man, that Burrow dude is smart.
He's tough. I like him. I say he's played the best. He's the best I've seen since Charlie Walker. And people forget about Charlie Walker.
He's smart. Make the right, proper plays.
Yeah, but you realize, what was the knock? What was the one knock people had on LSU? Defense.
Nah.
Ole Miss gashing. A&M gashing.
That's why they going to score 30. Clemson going to score 30.
They gash.
But it won't be, it will be to no avail.
Okay, but check this out. I heard a stat today. LSU has not played a top 10 defense this year.
Okay.
They haven't played a top 10 defense this year.
So, well, then, if they haven't, then what that says about Clemson?
Stop right there. Clemson is the number one defense.
Okay.
Okay, stop right there. Stop,
what
is that stop right there.
What
stop
Clemson
right there.
Face?
Stop right there. Guess who's the number one offense? Clemson, number one offense, number one defense. Dabo Swinney, would you take him over Ed Orgeron as far as best coaches?
Yeah, he's a better coach.
Okay, you definitely take Joe Burrow over Trevor Lawrence, right? Do you?
Yeah, I'm taking him.
Okay, but
he might not, but I.
But just like you said about that pressure, remember that?
But he paused. That's the part I like about
him. How many national championship games did he play then?
Yeah, but that ain't. I understand. No, I understand that this is a big game.
37 kids have played in multiple championships on Clemson's roster tonight.
But the last time I checked, he played a playoff game 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And was lights out. That's still a playoff game.
7 touchdowns for half, wasn't
it? I mean, it's still not. I mean, I can't question that.
Listen, this is LSU's game to lose because they've had an unbelievable run. But I would be a fool to say I would take the 5.5 points and take Clemson, a team that hasn't lost in 2 years. A team that dismantled Alabama and Nick Saban. Alabama had a hurt Tua and gave Joe Burrow and LSU all they wanted. A healthy Tua probably beats LSU. What you think?
Yeah, but
in that team that they had, Bama's team last year, is way better than Bama's team this year.
Yeah, but
in terms of beating by 28.
But I ain't worried about that. This is a whole nother ball. This is a whole nother team. It's a whole nother player. It just don't make no sense what you're talking about.
I like us being on the opposite side. Clemson Tigers. 35-28. 35-24. I'm going to beat them by 11. 35-24.
LSU Tigers. 38. Clemson Tigers. 30. Bingo.
In this game, it's going to get won by Clemson's defense. I'm matching power against power. LSU got that prolific offense, all them good receivers. Clemson's defense.
But what about LSU defense? They ain't no good?
No.
They ain't?
They're good, don't get me wrong.
Okay.
I'm just saying that they've been gashed by some guys, some teams.
So, yeah, they've been gashed. Well, last game, Clemson's defense was gashed. The last game they played.
Ohio State?
They gashed.
Jumped out on them. First quarter.
But they, But they did gashed. You can't. But listen. You can't do that with Burrow. You can't give him a good quarter.
But say the same thing. Okay, what if Clemson jumps out on a big lead with LSU? LSU got a chance.
Yeah. Joe Burrow can come back.
Okay.
I believe in him.
With the number one defense and the number one offense.
I don't care nothing about all that.
Okay.
That boy tough, man.
Dabo Swinney is going to take over college football because, like I said, they signed all them recruits for next year. They're only going to get better. They're not losing the game next year. So you better knock them off today, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm taking Dabo, his hype. I just want to play for the guy. I like his voice. I like the way he get in there with the players. He get them turned up, man.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good coach. He's a
bad boy, man. And these boys, they've been there.
Bergeron? Voice. Hey, he's in the hole.
LSU's tough. Whoever wins this game is, it's you can't be shocked either way. I know people would be more shocked if Clemson won it, but I'm saying Clemson wins this game hands down. Mm-hmm. Hands down. I think they show you the power of who they are, man. Mm-hmm. Alabama was a favorite over Clemson last year, 5.5, got beat by 28.
What?
So let me ask you this right here, You can't compare year to year because everything changes. I know that.
Right.
That team Alabama had last year that we were all so high on, thought they were going to roll and all this stuff, same thing. And I was like, man, Clemson boy, wait to show them watch. They've been showing me. So, do you think that Alabama team versus this LSU team, who wins that game? Alabama's deep.
Alabama just know how to beat LSU.
Clemson beat them by
Alabama game. Just struggles with Clemson.
Clemson beat them 28 with a freshman quarterback.
But I'm saying, listen.
With a freshman.
Alabama just was struggling with Clemson.
No, they didn't struggle. They got beat down.
That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, when they had Deshaun Watson, he beat them.
Yep.
I mean, they just know how to beat Alabama.
They know how to beat everybody. They ain't lost.
They lost in 2 years.
They know how to beat everybody.
But.
This is going to be game 30. They didn't win in a row tonight.
I like LSU tonight.
That's cool. You like them. I love them. All that stuff. You like them. I love them. Give me Clemson and the points.
Mm-hmm. Are they getting points?
Yes.
Well, I mean, that ain't. I take the point.
It's going to drop down to 5 now.
Yeah.
It's steadily going down.
You got to take it. They're going to have it where 3. By the night, it'll be 3.
So, yeah. Trevor Lawrence, man. Monster. Man, went for 370 last year. Etienne, they running back, man. Listen.
Man.
When you
don't break that running back down. Because Edwards Alaire.
They head up. They head up.
Yeah, but Edwards Alaire is a whole
no, he tough. We like the way he plays and all that stuff, but Eddie Ing, man, that dude, you give him a crap, he gone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's gone. And that's what you want a home run here.
I'm ready for the game, that's all I can say.
Don't be shocked, yeah. Don't be disappointed. Clemson coming out hard. Like 8-ball and MJG. Yeah. They coming out hard.
I believe it.
Clemson is gonna show the world what they gonna do for the next 5 years. Mm-hmm. Dominate. And if I'm wrong, that's cool. As long as them Titans win. Dumpster Juice Radio, man. We out.
Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosbys, I ain't go to heal, man. I guess the money should have changed them. I guess I should have forget where I came from. You can't tell me nothing.